This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, April 19th. Like poplar trees. Our reading comes from Isaiah 44, verses 1 through 23. But now listen, Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord says. He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. Do not be afraid, Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water on the thirsty land, and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring, and my blessing on your descendants. They will spring up like grass in a meadow, like poplar trees by flowing streams. Some will say, I belong to the Lord. Others will call themselves by the name of Jacob. Still others will write on their hand, the Lord's, and will take the name Israel. This is what the Lord says, Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord Almighty. I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. Who then is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and lay out before me what has happened since I established my ancient people and what is yet to come. Yes, let them foretell what will come. Do not tremble. Do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim this and foretell it long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? No, there is no other rock. I know not one. All who make idols are nothing, and the things they treasure are worthless. Those who would speak up for them are blind. They are ignorant to their own shame. Who shapes a god and casts an idol, which can profit nothing? People who do that will be put to shame. Such craftsmen are only human beings. Let them all come together and take their stand. They will be brought down to terror and shame. The blacksmith takes a tool and works with it in the coals. He shapes an idol with hammers. He forges it with the might of his arm. He gets hungry and loses his strength. He drinks no water and grows faint. The carpenter measures with a line and makes an outline with a marker. He roughs it out with chisels and marks it with compasses. He shapes it in human form in all its glory, that it may dwell in a shrine. He cut down cedars or perhaps took a cypress or oak. He let it grow among the trees of the forest or planted a pine and the rain made it grow. It is used as fuel for burning. Some of it he takes and warms himself. He kindles a fire and bakes bread. But he also fashions a god and worships it. He makes an idol and bows down to it. Half of the wood he burns in the fire. Over it he prepares his meal. He roasts his meat and eats his fill. He also warms himself and says, Ah, I am warm. I see the fire. From the rest he makes a god, his idol. He bows down to it and worships. He prays to it and says, Save me, you are my God. They know nothing. They understand nothing. Their eyes are plastered over so they cannot see, and their minds closed so they cannot understand. No one stops to think. No one has the knowledge or understanding to say, Half of it I used for fuel. I even baked bread over its coals. I roasted meat and I ate. Shall I make a detestable thing from what is left? Shall I bow down to a block of wood? Such a person feeds on ashes. A deluded heart misleads him. If he cannot save himself or say, Is not this thing in my right hand a lie? Remember these things, Jacob. For you, Israel, are my servant. I have made you. You are my servant. Israel, I will not forget you. I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing for joy, you heavens, for the Lord has done this. Shout aloud, you earth beneath. Burst into song, you mountains, you forests and all you trees. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob. He displays his glory in Israel. Western red cedars are common in the temperate rainforest on the western coast of Canada, and they provided the natural resources for the establishment of Vancouver. It's impossible to understand the history of Vancouver without appreciating that it relied heavily on felling centuries-old trees for great profit. Finally, a few citizens had the foresight to protect remaining parcels of old-growth forest, or the forest might not be there today. Cedars, which are mentioned often in the Bible, provided a similar wealth of resources in ancient times and were used to build the temple of God. In Lebanon today, these trees are now rigorously protected, and they remain an important part of the area's history. Then, as now, cedars were a symbol of power, resilience, and long life. We might assume, then, that the Lord's people might be compared to cedars. But in Isaiah 44, the descendants who have the blessings of the Spirit of God are compared to poplar trees by flowing streams, while cedars and other valuable trees are described as firewood and material for making idols. Here the Lord is lamenting that some people go their own way and turn away from the true God. But the Lord also calls the people of Israel, Jacob, to serve him, saying that he has swept away their sins. And he closes with a command to the whole creation, including the forests and their trees, to give thanks for God's compassionate redemption. Pray with me. Lord, pour out your Spirit on our lives so that we may be like trees by flowing waters. And may we join with all creation in praising you for your saving grace. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.